بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, we are continuing with كتاب الإيمان and جنة and جهنم specifically. We will pick up where we left off last week with regards to جنة and جهنم. And it was mentioned that one of the essential beliefs of Islam is the belief of جنة and جهنم, or what we know as paradise and hell. And these are two abodes which have already been created. They are physical abodes which have been prepared for not only mankind but for jinnat as well. Certain people are of the opinion that Jannat and Jahannam are mere spiritual states and that they will not be experienced physically. Such beliefs and opinions are explicit kufr and disbelief. It is not permissible to entertain such unfounded beliefs, and a person who has this type of belief that there is no physical Jannat and Jahannam will be ejected from the confines of Islam. With regards to the evidence proving the real existence of Jannat and Jahannam, we find the Quran Sharif replete with verses that state emphatically and categorically the real physical existence of these two abodes, Jannat and Jahannam, what we know as paradise and hell. Allah Ta'ala makes it very clear in the Quran Kareem that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created in Jannat, both he and his wife Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the Quran Sharif, ayat of the Quran Sharif, and many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they were residents of Jannat. And the Quran is conclusive. The Quran is conclusive in claiming this, as we know from the ayat in Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the fact that Allah ta'ala had given them an instruction that they could eat from wherever they wished, but they could not eat from a specific tree. And when they ate from that specific tree, that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then ejected them from Jannat and placed them on this very earth. On the night of Mi'raj as well, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown these two abodes. So the volume of divine proof establishing the belief in Jannat and Jahannam as two places already created is so great that it has attained the designation of tawatur. Tawatur means that such belief, such proof has been established through Quran and Sunnah, etc., that there is no possibility of rejection, there is no possibility that this is false. And rejection of any teaching belonging to this category, what we know as tawatur. If a person has to reject a teaching or belief belonging to the tawatur category, then this will render one a kafir and a disbeliever. So this proof regarding Jannat and Jahannam as two places which have already been created, as well as two places which are physical abodes, has reached that level of tawatur. That means we cannot reject this particular belief with regards to the physical existence of Jannat and Jahannam and the fact that they've already been created. The Sharia teaches that these two abodes are physical, material realities and not abstract conceptions as propounded by some of the Greek philosophers. Many of the Greek philosophers mention that this is an abstract concept. That means Jannah and Jahannam will be experienced spiritually rather than physically. These are incorrect and thus cannot be accepted by the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, by us as the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who follow Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Ikram ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. We cannot accept that this is a spiritual experience that a person will have regarding Jannah and Jahannam, but rather it is a physical experience that will take place after Qiyamah and after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that a person will either go to Jannat or a person will go to Jahannam. Inshallah, we'll continue from here regarding Jannat and Jahannam a little bit more in detail, some refutation of this concept of kufr with regards to the spiritual existence or spiritual experience of Jannat and Jahannam, inshallah, in the lessons to come. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.